ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump coming months ahead of the November election. ABC's Perry Russum with more on how things are stacking up at this point.
Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls. A new poll shows Trump with a 4-point lead nationwide. Other polls show Trump leading in most battleground states. Another survey shows an unprecedented amount of double haters, Americans who prefer neither candidate. 25% now saying they do not like Biden or Trump, compared to just 13% before the 2020 election.
More Supreme Court decisions expected to come down today, including one deciding whether presidents, including Trump, should be immune from criminal prosecution for anything done while in office. Another Boeing whistleblower comes forward. It's a mechanic who claims he saw holes being drilled in the wrong place on the fuselage of the 787 planes. Boeing says an analysis determined the issues did not present a safety concern and were addressed. This is ABC News. He's Chuck Sievertson. One person is dead and three more are hurt after a fight inside a car near Seattle.
In a bizarre series of events, troopers say the driver of a black BMW was stabbed to death and three passengers were hurt after being stabbed or shot inside of the car. It came in as a call of a car into a ditch. A man in the front passenger seat was shot multiple times. A woman and another man in the back were stabbed. Troopers say it's unclear what went on inside of the car beyond it being a fight and that everybody in the car is a suspect. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Conservation experts this morning now say about 45,000 species are threatened with extinction, up about 1,000 from last year. And a new study says your daily multivitamin may not be doing much for you if you're relatively healthy. The National Institutes of Health looked at 400,000 people and found multivitamins did not affect their risk of things like heart disease or cancer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 36 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 630-2024.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruill was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I you know, I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, you know, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is, here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. The crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA drafted Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming south at 5-15. 56 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Beautiful morning out there. Get up, get out of here.
Todd, listen to his energy. You know why?
Why?
Because tomorrow's your last day for a week.
Absolutely. Not even a question there,
get
my
up,
brother.
Get up, get out. You've never said that. I know. And
Well, that's Bob Uecker saying.
I know. But you're excited.
Plus, it's
Thursday.
Right. Greatest time of year right here, now.
It is.
The NBA draft was exciting.
Was it?
No. I didn't watch it. I didn't know a single player drafted.
Right. I think
four of the top 20 were from France.
Well, no, I don't. Was that the NBA? But that girl that guy drafted was 7'3". But she was from China. 7'3".
What are we talking about?
We're talking NBA.
I know, but I'm saying.
Oh, for WNBA.
That was yesterday as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay. I'm on top of it.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that's kind of tall.
Kind of.
7'3"?
Yeah.
And that's. But. I did look, I was channel surfing and saw that was of no interest to me. That NBA.
No, you know, me neither. I didn't watch it all.
I'm you're a sports guy.
Joking about it. Yeah, it used to be because you knew all the guys. They were in school for 4 years, so you'd follow them for 4 years. And, you know, then that would be the great thing. Oh, so-and-so got drafted. I don't know any of these guys.
Yeah.
None of them. No. So, no, I actually paid zero attention to
but
it.
But tonight. No, we can't talk about that.
Well, tonight's going to be huge. Tonight's going to be really huge because you got the Fever taking on Seattle.
I was talking about Trump taking on Biden.
Oh.
That's what I was talking about.
Got it. Okay.
And that, we'll get
that too.
Tonight's going to be huge. When you said that, I thought, wow, that's good. You're kind of.
It's almost, like, to me, and no disrespect to any of the candidates, but it's almost going to be like taking a camera into an old folks' home and just see what happens, you know?
Yeah. But.
I don't think 70 million viewers. It's I mean, we're having a little party, so watch.
But are you? You
just,
are?
Not a party. Just to,
you having a watch party at your house?
Friends over. No. Nobody's coming over. We're having it at their house.
Who's?
He's changing his story real fast.
We're having a party. Oh, it's not a party.
No.
Somebody just friends. Well, not friends.
No. No, I'm taking out some of my homemade pizzas, and I think. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. What I like is there's no studio audience because
I agree. They just get annoying.
Oh, God, do they
ever. Come on. Let the people talk. And I like the mute thing, too, because same thing. That's annoying.
But the problem with the studio audience is, I mean, you're a candidate. You're up there. You hear that. And you start looking for responses as opposed to policy.
Yeah. You get momentum from feet up.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. And
I agree.
Like, well, they like that.
Have you ever been in?
You can actually check out the debate right here tonight on WGBW and WISS. Coverage starts at 7:30 and then at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Awesome. Awesome. Were you ever in a debate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys used to have them? Yeah, for mayor? Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't.
Some of them
they
got,
weren't televised for that, though, were they?
Maybe like public access?
I'm sure it was on that Channel 4 or whatever.
Okay. Whatever airs the city council meetings or whatever.
Okay. I don't think that's there anymore.
They never quite got that technically very good.
No, that's true.
For whatever reason.
It was done cheap, though.
I know, but you know what I mean? You think for a political thing that's important, you think they would have something was just never.
No.
Yeah.
But debates were, those were fun. And, you got to have a little dry powder.
Oh, I bet.
But they were pretty respectful, pretty much.
Did you like them?
Yeah, I did. I liked them a lot. I would much rather do a debate than.
I would not want to debate you. I'll be honest with you. I would not want to debate you.
Sometimes, John, there were seven people on stage. That's a lot. And you've got
to
stand out.
Were you in debate in high school?
No, I wasn't.
Were you, Todd?
No.
No, I don't know that we had debate. We had speech class. Not like learn how to talk, just writing things. But around college.
Because in some areas, that's huge.
Oh, my mom was on the debate. That was used to be really big back in the day.
I remember my sisters.
Today, but, oh, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Remember them prepping? My mom helping them prep? Actually, I was watching a Cold Case. I love Cold Case. Remember that show? I had a thing for that girl, that one detective with the short blonde hair. I used to have a thing for her. Geez. You know what I mean? I mean,
I don't. That. I get frustrated watching any
But anyway, the Cold Case episode, it was an unsolved mystery of this kid that was going to this prep school and was murdered. Okay. Huh. But he got a full ride, to college for debate. Mm-hmm. It's from a lower working class thing and everything. It was just a cool thing. But that is out east, that is so big.
But who else likes debate is the Jesuits, Marquette.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they're a good debate team.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that really good.
How would I be as a debater? What?
You gotta, it's really, it's not emotion.
It's all fact-based. That's what the show was about. That guy had to go through 20,000 pages of research for this one debate.
And you have to cite some studies.
Yeah.
Of course, there's studies for the other side, too, but I don't know if you'd be really good
at that. But I got great memory when I read something.
You do. You have a great recall. And then you have to stay on subject where I think you would
meander.
That would be a little bit of a struggle for you. Like the guy would say, "Well, look
give me a good question."
This is what would happen to you. I'll think of a question later, but this is what happened to you. You'd say, "Well, Southern Mississippi did a study to find out if guns truly caused depression," and you would say. Who's a quarterback at Southern Mississippi?
You know it was Brett Favre. I mean, come on.
I didn't even know that. I just picked Southern Mississippi.
Oh, I thought it was because of the Favre thing. No?
Maybe I did know that, but I didn't think about it. All I'm saying, John, is that in debates, and you have to stay, and there's judges there too, right? So, or moderators.
What about forensics? Were you in forensics?
No, my daughter was.
My sisters were in that too.
Yeah, me too.
Were you in that?
Yeah, you were.
I could see you being in that. I bet you were good.
Storytelling.
Yeah.
You'd have to take a story, read it, know it really well, and then just present it.
Right.
Oh, I think you'd be great in that time. Yeah. Do they still have those?
Yes.
I hope so.
No. Yeah. How about it? I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they did, but
I mean, you sure don't
ago.
Hear anything about that.
Well, she went to some competition. That was longer than that. There's probably 12,
anybody
14
years
ago.
Anybody out there, Texas.
Forensics.
Anybody out there. Is in debate or forensics, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be fun to get somebody on from one of those things.
Debate club.
Maybe the teacher, instructor, or whatever.
Yeah.
Have them come on. Yeah.
Got a couple texts here. Great time at the Brewer game yesterday. Beautiful day. Roof open. A grand slam and an inside the park home run in the same game. Plus John Kuhn throughout the ceremonial first pitch. He seems like he's being groomed to be the next McCarron. John Kuhn with the Packers.
I thought about that too.
Yeah.
Because he's on the sidelines now, right?
Yeah, and he does those, and then he does the pregame. He does a lot of stuff. I think John's. I don't know how many more years.
Why do you think the next McCarron versus the next? Who's that other guy? That's with McCarron.
Wayne Larrivee?
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, Wayne's got his stick, but I mean, just doing a lot of Packer things.
Yeah.
And probably color commentator.
Yeah.
I just feels like John Kuhn has that he's on that
and he's
path.
A smart guy, right? Isn't he like a
good
biology
guy.
Major
great guy. Great guy. Yeah. Got another text here. Mino should be the moderator in the next presidential debate. I would do that. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, what would the questions be? Like, where'd you go to school? Who's your coach? Who's your coach?
How do you say this word? S-A-U-N-A. And then you just back away.
Sauna? No! Wrong!
You can't be our president.
I used to love that guy in Saturday Night Live. Yes. Remember him? Wrong!
That was Dana Carvey, and he was playing John McLaughlin from the McLaughlin group.
Oh,
and you know what's really
right.
funny about that, John? This weekend, I was just scrolling through some stuff, funny. And I came up on that Dana Carvey bit.
No! I loved that.
Pat
that, Buchanan! Wrong! That was great. That was a great character. You know another great character, and they got rid of him years ago, was he's the guy that played the English, like he was the theater critic for like Shakespeare plays back in England and the whatever. And he would just come up with the greatest insults. It was just awesome. I love people like that can really tap into something. But I would love to talk to people in debate or forensics. See if that's, I think, because I've always told kids, when they ask, what's the key to getting to the media, getting on TV? I said, you got to be able to speak in a casual way, in a, whatever. And I said, the number one thing, I guarantee you, and people laughed when I went into theater, nothing gave me a better background in speaking for a living than being in theater.
Or me. I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not afraid to get up on stage. I mean, everybody gets a little bit, but there's people who won't. Like, they won't. And
I've seen it.
I'll never go up there. It's like, well,
I remember one time when I was doing the UW Green Bay Hall of Fame banquet. I emceed that for years. And I remember one guy was, everybody would have a presenter.
Yeah.
And I was about to call the guy up, and somebody came up to me. And I saw him, walk out to the bathroom or something. I thought, well, I'll stall a little bit. And somebody put, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? He's not coming back. Now that he sees what it's like, he can't do it.
Wow.
And he left. Wow. So I had introduced the guy and everything. Yeah. But and this is a guy that's been around and whatever. He couldn't do it.
I had we're smaller venue, 250 people, but at a wedding, this guy, the groom's brother, was to do a toast. I can't do it.
Same thing.
I said, I'll help you out, man. But
same thing.
I said, you can, but I'm nervous. It was like, I am not doing this. Like, his mind was made up.
Wow.
I'm like,
I know.
But we talked to, when Gizmo was here and some other theater people, to get your kids in, I mean, everybody loves sports, and I think sports is great, but, to take a couple theater classes or to just,
absolutely.
Especially like this Dudley Birder stuff, everybody gets in.
But even if you're going to sales or something.
Oh, yeah, anything, yeah. But you get into, sometimes it's tough because with trials and you don't get in, that hurts a little bit. But some
but you can take classes.
Well, there's some organizations that take everybody gets in. Be, just a munchkin on the side with 40 other kids. But at least you're on the stage.
Yeah.
Looking out, seeing people look at you.
You know that Vanessa that's going to be filling in here?
Yeah.
That we had on? She sent me a thing. She's coaching these little kids on this big production for The Lion King.
Oh.
These kids are 5 years old and 6 years.
Yeah.
And she sent me some video. It is the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life. And I thought to myself, man, I'd love for my granddaughters to get involved in something. Every one of them was involved.
Yeah.
Every one of them had a part. Every one of them was singing, and they're on stage.
Yeah.
I think getting kids involved with something like that at a young age is so important.
Yeah, I think she's subbing for you on.
Yeah.
I sent her a text yesterday. She has to pick a day because Frank is coming on, Gizmo, and then Vanessa.
Have her talk about that.
But I will.
The production.
But I told her to pick a day because Gizmo is coming in on Wednesday, and then Frank's like, well, tell me. So I asked Vanessa to pick a day. But anyway, that's going to be fun to talk about that. That's so important.
So important.
And you can never start too young with that. Like she said, what did you say, 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's The Lion King, which is a cool, I mean? Something they see. We got to set a quick break. We got a great show for you. Bob Van Ransom, DePier, Redbird State Championship Team. We got Howard Commons spokesperson. That place looks so cool.
It's awesome.
She's Curd Nick, Pat Tracy, Discover Wisconsin. A lot of stuff. And at the bottom of the hour, a brand new sponsor.
Love them.
We want you folks to listen to. All right. Mine of the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine are the mayor here on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. 57 degrees in Appleton, 56 in Oshkosh, 54 in Green Bay. By the way, you know our buddy Forrest Perez that we had on the other day? He sent me a picture 4 miles from where he lived. The tornado that hit outside of Kashina.
Oh.
4 miles. Oh, wow. How long does it take for a tornado to go 4 miles? 30 seconds?
Yeah. Okay, see if they're going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. But yeah, that hit in Kashina, right outside of Kashina. Yeah. And then did you see about the lightning? The people, there were a barn burned down somewhere in northeast Wisconsin, got hit by lightning the other night. Some other family, their house was filled with smoke. An outside wall, like the wires got hit or something and went through the wall. A guy was killed on a beach in New Jersey. He heard the weather report, and there were a bunch of kids on the beach. He and his wife was like, where are you going? He goes, I got to warn these kids. Tell them, get off the beach. Man. This is coming in. And it was when he's going to inform the kids, he got struck by lightning and was killed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were almost like joking a little bit. Right? Like, holy crap. I mean, it was the other night, and it was all that same day. Well, you saw those pictures I took at 3 in the morning from here downtown.
Yeah.
I've never seen lightning like that before in my life.
And then last night was beautiful.
Oh, my God, just fantastic. But you know what was weird, though, Jim, with that lightning the other night? We want to talk to Brittany about this sometime. Maybe next, whatever. You didn't feel like it was lightning strikes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like that heat lightning. Isn't that called heat lightning?
Well, heat lightning, actually, Jim, is not real. Heat lightning is a storm that's off in the distance, but you don't know that it's raining. So that's actually the truth on that.
Serious?
Yeah.
But I thought it was also like really hot days. Or
No. We'll get Cameron Moreland on.
I thought it was like...
No.
What is that?
There are storms.
Light?
Well, you're seeing cloud to cloud lightning, right? It's not cloud to ground.
Right.
So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the lightning in the clouds in the sky, not actually coming down to ground.
So it's not this direct line.
Right. It's connecting in the clouds.
Right. I thought that was called.
I'm with you. I always thought that was heat lightning.
Well, that's what we used to call it.
Yeah.
But then they said basically if you see lightning someplace, there is rain, there is a storm.
Oh, okay. So it's a long way off then.
Right.
Okay. But the lightning the other night, it was almost like flashbulbs going off.
That's what I'm saying.
Versus, this boom, a bolt.
And the bolt makes a much better picture.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
Some of those pictures that you see, it's like, oh, my God. That's, yeah. Speaking of close, I was reading this morning that there's a meteorite that's going to
come. I saw something about that.
But it's going to be, it's not going to hit us.
I told you I had the biggest decision to make in my life one time, right?
How does this tie into a meteor?
Oh, it ties into a lot of things.
Jim, watch. He's going to make it happen.
I know. I do. Okay, so.
1977.
Manitowoc?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
I was at Arizona State. Very prominent member of the theater community at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. I can show you reviews, Jim.
Okay, yep. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
And so a movie was going to be filmed in Phoenix. Merlin Olsen was in it?
Yep.
I can't think of the name of the lady. She was always really cute. I can't think of her name. She was in it. A lot of big names. And they were looking for people. They came to the theater, sent a thing to the theater department, looking for people to play the part of National Guardsmen. Mm. And I had a choice. Either stay there and get a part as a National Guardsman. And a buddy of mine even had a speaking role. My best friend gave him a speaking role. He goes, only one bag. Only one bag. As they're trying to evacuate. True story. Tom Noga was his name.
And that's cool.
N-O-G-A.
To get a speaking
you can look
part.
Him up, IMDb. Yeah. And it was that, or do I go back and start working the mine?
And?
I went to work in the mine.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
I mean,
yeah.
That just look at the opportunities that would lead to versus a role in a
Hollywood picture.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leslie Ann Warren. Was it Leslie Ann Warren?
I'm looking it up right now.
Because I think she played, is she the one that played, didn't she play Cinderella? Remember the Cinderella in about 1965? It was a big national thing. And we only had one channel, so we had to watch it. Just like Lawrence Welk and everything else.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the movie?
Meteorite? Meteorite? Meteor is going to hit Phoenix. But,
do you remember that hit Manitowoc?
No.
Sure.
Well, that's a Sputnik thing, right?
Was something, and they have that, if you go to Manitowoc, I thought that was part of it.
I think you're thinking part of that Russian satellite.
That's what hit Manitowoc?
Yeah. I've never known a meteorite to hit it. Did it? I don't know.
No. I think Hugh Downs came to Manitowoc.
I don't know that either.
That was
either.
A big deal. My dad was all excited
about that. I'd like to meet Hugh Downs.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think he's around. I don't think you're going to.
No, well, he was, yeah.
But he was 100.
Oh, really?
Hugh Downs was into longevity. And if someone was going to make it, well, there's a lot of people working on that right now, but he did. He did something with stem cell research or something. Oh. Anyway, we're thinking about that. But anyway, I thought Manitowoc has something very famous about them, but that was part of the Sputnik that fell there?
Right in the middle of the street, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was? Okay.
Because that was the thing I did in Manitowoc this past, when was it, the spring? Where they have that big play, that show. And,
yeah.
Okay. You know, that was based on the Sputnik thing hitting Manitowoc.
Okay. That was a big deal. And that wasn't that long ago, right? Like 40
60s,
years ago?
Wasn't it?
Okay.
I think.
Long.
A fire in the sky.
Yes.
Merlin Olsen was in that.
Yep.
Looks like Elizabeth Ashley.
Elizabeth Ashley, that's what it is. Okay. Who else? What are their big names?
Let's see. David
John.
Dukes.
David Dukes?
David Dukes.
That David Dukes? I don't think so.
Well, it's somebody.
Okay.
Joanna Miles, Merlin Olsen, yep. Lloyd Bachner, Andrew Duggan.
You know him if you saw him, character actor.
You could have been in that?
Yeah.
And you went to the mines.
Yes.
Dude.
Look up Tom Noga for his IMDb. That was my best friend in school. Yeah.
So it was a financial decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a phone call. Hey, Dad, listen. instead of coming to work in the mine to pay for all my tuition this year, I'm not going to get paid. And
hang on.
That would have went over well.
Probably.
It's kind of like Bob Uecker. So much one of his things. He goes, things have really changed in baseball and the bonuses. And, you know, with me, I negotiated with the Braves and we both agreed on a number, $3,000. $3,000. And my dad was not real happy about that because, you know, he didn't really have that kind of money to spend.
Did Tom get into some other parts of the industry?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Because it looks like if it's the same guy, he worked on The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, now that's a good gig. You get into those soaps.
Best gigs in the world.
Tape them all on a Monday and you're off the rest of the week.
Absolutely.
That is a good deal.
I can't believe you said no to that, John.
Yeah, John, that was a tactical mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was. Because I don't know that you
made
it.
Way to make me feel good about myself now, Jim.
But you look at what you learned in the mines. I'm trying to
turn it around now.
You know what I learned in the mines? How not to file a grievance as a summer student against your general manager, Dominic Polini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That didn't go over well.
But
did I ever tell you that story?
You did. I think you did. Yeah. I don't know if you told it on the air, but yes.
So my dad, who was captain of the underground mine and kind of ran a whole bunch of things, okay? Guy came in and goes, Jim, we got it. Because he was the guy that had to go against the union and all the grievances. Jim, we got one here that's never been done before. I just want to present to you. He goes, what is it? And my dad was a no-nonsense guy. What is it? He goes, we've got a summer student who filed a grievance. He goes, you fire his bleep right now. You tell me who it is. I'll bring him in here, and I will personally fire him, and he will never work for Cleveland Cliffs Iron never again. Yeah, it's your boy, Johnny. Honest to God, true story.
And what was my dad fired me?
Did he really?
I'm going to tell you that story when we come back.
Oh, my God.
He did. What'd your dad do? Your dad covered you?
He was going to fire me.
Okay. Yeah.
But then he kind of said, it's a long story.
Mine wasn't that long.
When we come back, you got to hear about our brand new sponsor, right, Todd?
Absolutely.
Okay. Back after this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Lately, the weather is what everyone's focused in on, including Wisconsin farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. But what's coming our way in July? Good question, and one that we asked of Bridget Mason. She's an assistant state climatologist and explains what she sees weather-wise coming our way next month.
So it looks like to end out June, begin July, we're expecting to continue seeing an active weather pattern. You know, over the next 7 days or so, you may see upwards of 2 inches if you're in the south central or southeastern parts of Wisconsin. But it looks like most everyone will see at least a half inch over the next 7 days. Looking into July over the next 2 weeks or so, it looks like we're leaning toward warmer than normal conditions and possibly wetter than normal. We do have a slight risk for excessive rainfall amounts in place for all of Wisconsin between July 2nd and 8th.
Not the news a lot of Wisconsin farmers want to hear. That's Bridget Mason. She is the assistant state climatologist. She said the weather patterns in Wisconsin have been odd, even by weather standards. Preliminary results from the National Weather Service show the state has seen 10 tornadoes just in the last week.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, the 4th of July weather forecast from Bridget Mason may not be ideal. The good news is you'll spend a little less this year for your 4th of July picnic. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's latest market basket survey shows the cost of 12 food items for your summer cookout, hosting 10, comes in at about $66.38. That's down about a half a percentage point compared to last year. If you break it down by per plate cost, that means you're feeding everyone for an average of less than $7 per person. That's a quick update on what's happening literally in food news on a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north becoming south at 5 to 15. 56 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Max Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Chera's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Baugh. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. You know, it's kind of a little irony here. Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day.
Where's the irony?
Well, with our new sponsor.
Oh, I don't know who our new sponsor is.
But Todd's going to debut it
for
you.
All right.
So, and this came to us because of the conversations we had yesterday. Apparently, so many people enjoyed the show yesterday, guys.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, it was awesome.
Great.
And we got an immediate call from a local business who said, I've got to be part of this. So we're debuting.
They said this, it aligns with what they do, with what we do, and what Jim talked about, and what we talked about, and everything. So one of those things, just synergy just kind of comes together.
They did not realize how much they had in common with the show until they heard the show
and
yesterday.
And being National Ice Cream Cake Day, this all fits together.
Perfect. Yeah. Check this out. Brand new sponsors on the Mino and the Mayor show.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap, I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Oh, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Give yourself the bell. Give yourself the bell.
Oh, God, I was all excited about a new sponsor. Okay, well,
Todd,
that's great. That is funny.
You are amazing.
So, true story
Who did that?
Todd?
I did. So, honest to God, last night I was texting with my sister. It was probably about 5 o'clock. I was getting ready to wrap up for the day, and then we got a text from Mark Hewson yesterday that said, "I can't believe Jim was talking about a fat farm, right?" And so I'm like, "I've got to do something."
Oh,
so I just
sat
down, wrote some stuff.
Phenomenal.
That is funny.
That's fantastic.
That was great.
That's why we tell people we've got the greatest producer in the world. The reason we got a show is because of him. That's what he does. He's unbelievable.
I did let Mino in on the joke, Jim.
That was you doing all the talking?
Yeah.
Wow. That was really funny.
That's what I do for a living.
I know that.
I do it well.
Yeah.
That was classic.
And
so many people were just so blown away that you would say that.
You'd use the word bat farm on the air. But that hasn't been used since 1969.
But it was used.
There were a lot of words that were used back in the day, but
like your dog.
But not exactly.
Yeah, you're right. All right, things have changed. I made it through all those years of being mayor, and I guess I never referred to that. But I think I did, though, quite honestly. I don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah. What else did it say? National Bingo Day. I love bingo.
Yes, we.
I really do. Actually, we used to play a game called Pekino. You ever hear of Pekino?
No.
We'd play that with my grandma. And you'd have these cards. It would all be, you'd take a deck of cards, and instead of numbers, it'd be like Queen of Spades, Jack of Diamonds, Four of Clubs, yada, yada, yada. And then you would flip over a card, and it would be that way. You see what I mean?
No.
That was a really fun game.
Just like match game?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. So anyway.
It just sounds great.
It was. Pekino. Anybody out there ever hear of Pekino? It's a lot more. It's even more fun than bingo. But it's like bingo. I'd still like to be a bingo caller.
Did you call bingo? You must have done
I've done it through some charity type things,
and
enjoyed it.
At nursing homes, they always, that's a great game, and it's really cool when, like, six people have one to go, you know, and you really go slow, and,
Well, you know the old joke.
What's that?
What's the only word that'll make your grandma use the F word? Bingo.
One more to go,
Bingo! Bleep!
We do that at the shelter on Thursday nights.
You ever need a caller on your guy?
Yeah, we got some guys that are... It's actually game night. We do that beanbag toss, whatever that's called, and the
ladder toss. Do you know that that's not a professional sport?
I saw that they were...
It's a professional sport. And people are making... Like, one guy won this tournament, won like $13,000.
Wow.
in Vegas? It's professional.
No, that's on like, and it's on some kind of cable TV.
Yes, it's
too,
on, because maybe even ESPN or one of those. They televise it.
We tried to get that at the banquet room in the Ostoff, but the ceilings weren't high enough. Mm. You got the arch models.
Well, yes, because they got people. There's different ways. And they got people that got it down pat where it's just, they throw it almost straight up.
Right.
And then it comes straight down into the hole.
Yeah. So that's a lot more than 10 feet. That thing must go up 20 feet.
I would imagine,
yeah. Yeah. So
one of the top players in the country is 15 years old. And they got sponsorships. They got their own shirt. It's huge. Huge. And it's professional.
We'll play that on the 4th. And that kind of, we talked a little bit about, that kind of replaced jarts a little bit.
Same concept.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we.
Yeah. Today is also National Work From Home Day. Did you enjoy that during COVID?
I wasn't working.
I had a hard time sticking with the work part.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they didn't close. They were back April 20th. Because, March was when, St. Patrick's Day.
It's literally my birthday.
Yeah. It's St. Patrick's Day.
I'm sitting down. It's my birthday. My favorite day of the year. Not because it's my birthday, but the NCAA tournament. That's a great time for the NCAA. And I remember sitting down with, a bowl of chili and some chips and a beverage, and I'm going to just sit here and watch this game. And all of a sudden, and I literally, this is no lie. I remember I came back from the kitchen, and it was shots of people walking out of the arena.
Yeah.
I'm like, it must have been a bomb threat. And it's like, no. And it's like, what?
I know.
I'll never forget that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm canceling all of just, it was, I don't know. Did we overreact? Who knows? But, that was not.
High school basketball tournament. I remember right before tip-off, the state tournament.
Those kids that aren't going to win state. Those kids that.
Felt so bad for them.
They graduated, but they graduated.
In college, you get an extra year for it. High school, you're done.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway.
That was bad. Pineapple Day. Big fan. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of raw pineapple. All right. You give me a pineapple, you cut it up, give me a couple of wedges. I love it. I don't like pineapple on anything else.
Pizza?
No.
You like those brats, though, the pineapple and
I like those. They were cooked inside. Yeah. No question.
It just made it a little sweeter
or something, right? Yes, it did. Yeah. It had a little tang to it. That was good. But I don't want it on pizza. I'm not a fan of pineapple upside down cake. None of those things. Mm. I don't like pineapple on my chocolates or my banana splits. Do you remember banana split?
Oh, yeah.
That was always my favorite thing in the world, banana split. Yeah. I haven't had a banana split in 100 years. I got to have a banana split.
No, you do, man. Those are...
Yeah.
This guy next door might have them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
Hey, can I just throw this out there?
Yeah.
Right next door to us, folks, they've been refurbishing or... I walked in, they gutted the place next door. And what's the name of it?
It's called Java Cream.
Java Cream. I walked in yesterday... They've got the gelato, 20 flavors probably at least.
Oh, yeah.
Super clean, brand new, every type of coffee you would possibly want. And I'm just going to say this, and he's a really wonderful guy. I stop in all the time to just say hello to him that owns it. And so gracious and whatever, and would love to come on the show and everything. And he said, all we're going to do for a couple of days is just turn the open sign on and do a try out our equipment. Try out our help without it being overwhelmed, versus a grand opening type thing.
Yeah.
We're just going to be doing that. So I don't know what time they're open, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway, folks. Okay? If you're downtown this morning and you want some fantastic coffee or some gelato, it's open right next door to us.
Or smoothies.
They've got it all.
Their reader board is so easy. I told them that yesterday. I'm like, man, you look up there. It's got the picture.
Yeah.
What's inside and the price. That's like, okay, I'll take that. Instead of all these questions, you go to some of these places, this, that. And that gelato is awesome. And I got the peanut butter. It was peanut butter and something else. I got that for Donna. And then I just had the mango.
Yeah.
It was good.
I know. It was so good.
It was really good.
Do you know what time they open?
No.
I don't either.
I'll go see if there's a sign up.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'll do that right now.
Folks, I hope you really support them. They gutted that place and turned it into the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
And it's 402 Washington Street, right? So we're right across from Schreiber, right on Washington Street.
Right next to our studios. We are literally on the other side of this wall behind us and the other side of our WGBW sign is them.
That is true. He also owns Mad Chicken, which is just...
I went there for the first time last week and got a buffalo chicken spicy thing. Loved it.
Yeah, that and they've got great fries, too. I was talking about that.
Loved it.
That's Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. You know, he's got a place in Oshkosh. What else does he have? I know I was talking to him about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great entrepreneur, and I think that's great that he made the investment down here.
Good guy.
Good guy. Great guy. Yeah.
You know what I'd be terrible as?
Oh, yeah. Number thing. What?
A barista. Because you ever see, and I don't go to a Starbucks or anything. I don't go to those places. I don't want to spend $7 on, you know, at those places. But anyway, even though the owner of Starbucks went to Northern Michigan University.
That guy went to Northern Michigan?
Yes, to play football. But anyway, when people are, yes, I would
now,
like.
Who went to Northern Michigan? The guy, the owner right now? The
yeah.
President? The guy that's going to run for president?
Yeah.
I didn't know he went to Northern Michigan.
He went to Northern Michigan?
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I've seen some interviews. I read some stuff about him. I kind of like him, but then I hear some stuff. It's like, maybe not. But anyway, go ahead.
Howard Schultz, I think is his name. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you know these people, I'd like a skim latte with extra syrup and just a dash of cinnamon, but not too much.
Right.
And I want to make sure the so-and-so is yada. Yeah, extra hot, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. I'd be like, what? It's like, here, have some coffee. Next.
But I do want to say
I'll never come back here again. Good. See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the sleep.
I like just coffee with cream, and I do like their coffee. Yeah.
They are open, by the way.
They're open right now?
Yeah. All right, you guys. So
folks, if you're downtown.
Yep. Washington Street is free parking till 8. But come down here.
Yes.
And it's
You gotta check it out.
Because we need to support these businesses. I mean, you know. That makes a difference. You're $5, $6, $7, $8.
Well, this is our neighborhood right here, so you want it to be successful.
And we need to.
And the market, you know the sandwiches I've been getting over at the market?
Yeah.
The chicken salad.
Ooh, that sounds good.
On this real whole wheat bread. Whew, those are good. I'm a big fan of chicken salad.
I had that yesterday. I could have bought you some. Yeah.
Oh, I went and bought one yesterday.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. You brought me some good food. You know what you brought me that were really good?
What?
Those little ham pickle things that are rolled together.
Yeah.
I could live on those things.
I knew you'd like those.
What is this? Not cottage cheese. Cream cheese?
No, it's cream cheese and pickle and ham.
How do you roll them up? It seems like who has to cut the ham in those little strips and roll them?
What? You put the ham, the cream cheese, the pickle, and then you roll it up and then you cut it.
Oh, you don't do each one individually. Right. Oh, okay, because I was actually thinking, man, would this be time consuming? Oh, I see.
That would be like.
Yeah, I thought you'd cut them all up and then you put each little strip. Well, I don't know how to cook, Jim.
That's not cooking. That's just.
Whatever.
Practical.
Today is also National Sunglasses Day. You know what sunglasses I wear all the time? Todd?
Which ones?
The ones that Catherine gave us down at the
WB. Oh, you still got them?
I love those. I love those. I wear those all the time.
Well, I got another pair for you.
Please give them to me.
I will.
I'll lose these.
Well, I still love the story about how you're trying to read the program.
I know.
And
you
put your glasses
on. I thought they dropped the lights way down low. I'm trying to read.
So we just to refresh some of the people who weren't listening back then. So we went to our
WBA, Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
It was the awards dinner. Very sunny. And Civic Media paid for a bunch of us to go down there and hotels and dinner. Anyway, so we went. She goes, I want to take a picture of everybody, but put on these sunglasses because, like, we're this new company and we're so cool.
And we're kind of like from the
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Yeah. Yep.
So those little kind of glasses. So we all put the glasses on. She took some pictures. They had a photographer come take pictures. And, okay, let's go in. And so we went into the banquet. And everybody took the glasses off because we were inside, except John. And we're at the banquet.
No, I took them off.
Well, then why? What?
Because we're looking at the program.
Right.
And I reached for where I carry my glasses. I had a sport coat on.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize I pulled out my sunglasses and I put them on. And I'm trying to read, first of all, without my regular glasses, plus with sunglasses. Okay. And I'm like, God, I can't believe how low they turn these lights. Are people supposed to see anything? Can you read this?
Yeah.
I can't even read this.
And I'm reading it to him like
I'm
reading
what?
You're sitting right next to him.
Yes.
But you didn't even know that he put the sunglasses on.
Johnny's eyes have gotten so bad, I got to help this old man out.
It's like reading my grandpa.
Why did they turn it so low in here? And then I realized because I was wearing sunglasses trying to read it.
Anyway, yes. So they got their own day.
Yeah.
Sunglass day.
You know, sunglasses, though, I was reading a thing. Mm. The type of sunglasses you wear says a lot about you.
Okay, I've got two pairs of sunglasses here.
Okay, because, like, there's different categories. Like, the one the guys were wearing, the real big flip. There was like called screw you glasses and different ones. There's different ways. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. In fact, we got the head coach coming up pretty quick from the DePere state champion baseball team. A lot of great guests coming up today, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM. WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app, and an absolutely beautiful Thursday morning out there. 57 in Appleton, 54 in Green Bay, 56 in Oshkosh, high of 75 today. Could you ask for a nicer day?
No, I'm just feeling like we're going to be overshadowed again. We are such underachievers. We bring are. In guests.
No question.
And we got one in the house.
We're cooler people.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe I'm stepping outside of my boundaries here or whatever. I think I'm at least partially responsible for 2 state championships. One was when I wrote the fight song for Kiwani.
Have we ever gotten to the bottom of
No, I'm working on it. Let him. He lives in a world that, okay, he's safe. All right.
I'm working on it. And I wrote their fight song. And they went down. They played it all day long on the trip to Madison, won the state championship. This past winter, spring, Tammy Elliott asked me if I would host the meat raffle for the DePere baseball team. Okay?
Yeah.
So she said, well, they want to know if you have a fee. And I said, yeah, tell them I got a fee. She said, okay, well, what is it? I said, I need a t-shirt, a DePere baseball t-shirt for doing the event. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I want a state championship t-shirt for when they win the state championship. You know what I've got in my hand right now? T-shirt from the state championship.
That's awesome.
Introduce yourself, young man.
So Bob Van Rens, head baseball coach at DePere. You did a great job at our meat raffle. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
And you took over a legend, Brian Brick.
And then you know what's ironic? Bricky won the booze raffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And so he's wheeling it away outside. I go, Bricky, what are you doing? He goes, what, Johnny? I'm putting your name. No. I pulled your name out. I get some of that. He's like, fine.
Yeah, I think you're a good luck charm. So
there you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I'm so, you know, I told Jim the story, and not to belabor his story, but, you know, your young pitcher, Easton, tell his story, because I followed him in football. We did his games, and I'm amazed what this man can do after being born with what normally people would say, well, he can't play sports.
Yeah. So in third grade, we had a ragball league in our gym, and he was playing shortstop, and I knew Easton. Family friend, and but what he was able to do, I was like, he's only doing that with one hand. He would take it in his right hand, the glove, field the ball, put it in his armpit, pull out the ball, and throw it to first. And he was better than all the other kids with two functional hands.
And as a quarterback on rainy nights, I remember the night you guys played, was it West DePere, I think, in just a pouring rain, and that's the year Gabe tore up his knee, which was one of the most tragic things. I'll never forget that. We were at Teddy and I. We're in Nina doing a game. And the next week, it was going to be, I think, Bayport against you guys. And I said, man, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be super. He goes, I got to tell you something. Because I get a little emotional as far as like. And he goes, Gabe is out for the year. I go, what are you talking about? He go broke his kneecap, out for the year. I said, who are they putting in his quarterback? He said, I don't know. They got some other guy. I guess he's a good baseball player. And then he said, you got to know his whole story. He was born, Jim, with two fingers, I think.
Yeah, two fingers on his left hand.
Yeah.
And that would be his, he's a left-handed batter, so he uses that as his top hand. But his bat path is always straight through the ball. And that's what we'd like all of our kids to have.
You're right.
But he had to have that. And
yes.
From his junior year.
It forced him to be fundamentally sound.
Absolutely. And from his junior year to his senior year, he made a huge jump, and we saw that in football.
Yeah.
I think when he got pushed into that spot, I was at the game when Gabe got hurt, and that was horrible.
Horrible. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the state. 6'3", 210 pounds, rocket for an arm, huge college prospect,
man.
Four plays into the season. And it, what was he even contact, Bob?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he kind of ran up the middle, and he just kind of went down.
Yeah.
I think he tried to get back in, and it just wasn't going to happen. But
no.
He looked like Russell Wilson to me.
Oh,
he was, he could move, and he could throw.
I thought he was borderline Division I.
I thought so,
like
too.
A Northern Illinois or yep. those kind of schools.
I
think he was Division I.
Yeah, that was, the that size. That was terrible.
Terrible, terrible. So to explain who we're talking to here with Easton.
So, yeah, so absolutely competitor.
Yeah.
When he's on the mound, like, we just feel like we've got this game.
In control.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got great stuff, but his mentality.
Yeah.
And I think that rubbed off on a lot of the kids, just that want to.
Yeah.
He had that his sophomore, junior year, but then his physicality came. He became a lot stronger as a senior, and you could tell. He was a man.
How is it managing someone like that? I mean, you hear stuff about kids, right? And those of us who have kids, they're not all the same. I think we generalize way, way, way too much about the X generation, all generations. But tell me about coaching someone who is, like, really, really good.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you get a lot of really good athletes.
Well,
you do.
And this year was a special group. But, sometimes, I feel like they're arrogant kids. And I didn't feel like any of the kids thought that they're better than the other one.
That's awesome.
Such a big difference for chemistry.
Absolutely. And that was one of my biggest worries coming into the year. We had 15 probably varsity caliber, definite varsity caliber players and possible like all conference type players, 15. Well, you can only play 9.
Yeah.
So that was one of my biggest concerns coming into the year was, how are we going to handle this? But like exactly what we talked about, we have great kids. My brother just gave me an article, and one thing that I said was in that article was, if we can have good kids, if we can develop good kids, the success will come along the way. And it took a long time. But I think my third or fourth year, like we said, these seniors, they're not just going to sit and let the younger underclassmen, do the work. I said, you seniors, you're going to do the work. And as a coaching staff, we said, we're going to have our seniors be our leaders. They're going to get everything ready for open gyms. And it kind of changed about my third year. This is my 15th year now. And that's really kind of just taken off. And our senior leadership the last 10 years has been phenomenal every single year.
So we've had people on here in the past year. Who do you look up to? And, you'd think they'd say their dad. But some of them do. But some of them say their coach. And you understand that role that you have, how you're affecting a lot more than the X's and O's of baseball or football.
No question.
These kids, yeah. These are life skills that how do you look at that as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, I always look, as a player, I had Dennis Riddle, longtime Hall of Fame coach in Wisconsin.
Never heard of him. Or his wife.
And
hi, Sue.
So I always looked up to him. So that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to be a head coach, was the influence that he had on me. Is kind of what I wanted to be. I'm a teacher as well in the school district, and take a lot of pride in trying to be a good person and doing all the right things. And
we as people who live, we thank you for that, because that's our future. Those kids that you're coaching, those kids are going to be mayors and business people and educators. And so thanks for doing that.
Hope they strive higher than mayors.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Bob, stick around, okay? Bob Van Rans, DePere Varsity Baseball Coach, brought in the big Division I state championship trophy. It's spectacular. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.